We're happy to come out if it was a one, you know. It definitely, you know, it wasn't maybe exactly the way it didn't play out the way we wanted it to play out. They got the goal, the first score of the game. I thought we started very flat, you know. But look, at our boys are doing exams all week, and we didn't see them all week. We left them off. Like, education is what they're at school for, and it's the most important one for us. We keep telling them that. And they probably were a wee bit tired looking at the start there, but they grew onto the game. We're very, very proud of them in the second half. Like, they were up against it there, and they came out well.
Took us a while to settle, all right. I suppose the pressure was on them, having been defeated in the first game, to come out and come after us. The game, like many games now, we're seeing swinging on the kickouts. You know, either team had spells in there where they won the kickout and dominated the play. But, you know, it was 50-50 up in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the half, and they happened to go on 4 points up at half time. But you could see a real reorganising of your defence halfway through that first half, and very solid in the second.
No, defence done very well. I think, you know, the first 10 minutes of the game we lost midfield, and then we got it back, and then towards the end of the first half we lost it again. And look, at that's the way football's going at the minute. Midfield's huge area in the minute. And look, at the end of the day, I suppose the penalty at the end brought it a wee bit closer than it should have. Maybe we should have been able to close out the game at that stage, but look, we're happy enough.
Yeah, and you could see obviously both teams doing a lot of work in the tackle, a lot of work in your defensive shape. They just looked like, particularly at times in the first half and definitely in the second, it was a great dynamic forward play from your guys breaking up the pitch. And when you went three up, I thought in particular it was huge, and then four, you must have thought, right, but that's the game of football. You're never sure till the end. Of course, that penalty pulling it right back and giving Southwest a chance to actually snatch a draw.
Ah, look, at Southwest, they're a good team. They have a lot of quality players there, you know, inside, very dangerous inside there. And like that too, no different to our forwards. Those wee patches there that they came really good in, and other times they coughed up possession the exact same way we coughed up possession. But that's winter football, and it's the night that's in it, you know.
Yeah, and of course that balancing act you mentioned there, Rick, between players, time and exam, and of course you want to coach and get your styles in play, but you're very wary of the lads and of course the other side to what they're doing at school.
Ah, yeah, look, that's important, you know, that's important. Look, we had the one, and now we have another one. You know, it puts us in a good position in the group, and it's just a case now of keeping the boys going. They have a lot on. Like, I mean, some of them boys, they're away tomorrow with the under-16s. We had no under-16s tonight. They're away with four masters tomorrow, some of them boys. And the other boys then have an eye on the minor, Ulster minor thing as well. So it's just to keep them fresh and keep them going as best we can. We have a few boys there of injuries as well. We're trying to work through them and get them back involved as well, you know.